Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Went down to the bathroom and Parter lost his way in the hallway. Had no idea where am I going. So he's going to be on TV. He's coming back in there. Jimmy Parto, very funny dude. It's good to have him back on the show.
We're tweeting at
TNT Radio Empire, broadcasting, podcasting. How much money would it take you to quit drinking?
He was talking about Walter Koenig.
Mm-hmm.
And according to an Oklahoma City Police Department report, a dispute resulted in the arrest of 23-year-old Jerome White for the assault of 19-year-old Burke Warren. It was an argument over whether Star Wars or Star Trek was a better movie.
The age-old battle.
During the Wars/Trek argument, Warren became so frustrated with White that he left the pair's shared living area and went to his room, saying something as he went away. That comment prompted White to follow Warren into his room, where White allegedly twice shoved his roommate to the floor.
Why does this not surprise me?
And
roommates
then sought to choke out the victim.
You know, geeks gather. People of a feather like to live together, I guess. But was that a better franchise, or are they actually talking about individual movies?
A movie.
Yeah, but I'm guessing they're also just franchise fans, too. I'm a Star Trek guy. I'm a Star Wars guy.
It is unknown which film White believed to be superior.
I hate it when you're forced to choose in those situations. Yeah, but does that make me wishy-washy that I like both?
No. No, I mean, I'm not a freak on either one. And I like the original Star Wars movie, and I like the Star Trek franchise, so I don't really care. You're right, you can like it. It's called science fiction. I don't get why. There's a bunch of different science fiction things out there that had nothing to do with those two movies, which I like also.
Yeah.
You know,
we hear people that argue about Marvel and DC, like you have to make a choice.
Tony did something about that. I wouldn't even know the difference.
Can't you like both?
If Tony wouldn't tell me that Batman and somebody else are in different universes, I wouldn't have known. Yeah. To me, they're all superheroes.
And then there's the age-old college,
you know why? Because we're not geeks.
And the age-old Van Halen. Can't you like both? Or am I just wishy-washy?
Oh, you can like both. Van Halen is two different bands. Van Halen and Van Hagar. They're two different bands.
Like the Doobie Brothers.
Right. Well, don't get started on that.
Well, there's one version of the Doobies.
Yeah, I like
both on the other.
Yeah, yeah.
I definitely have an opinion on that one.
I have less of an opinion than you on that one.
Yeah, you like them both?
Yeah, I don't care.
You're wishy-washy son of a bitch.
So
it just depends on one's passion.
I'm not hating on Michael, but I'd rather hear old Doobies myself, too. I mean, I'm more of an old Doobie guy.
Yeah, I'm a China Grove guy.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. The first greatest hits.
Oh, no, I prefer that as well.
Yeah.
But there's some great Michael McDonald songs as well.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Absolutely.
Man, you ought to get to kill that conversation.
Turn it around to where, you're guilty of the other side.
I want that. I want two roommates fighting over Michael McDonald Doobies and non-Michael McDonald Doobies. That's the apartment I want to live in, not the geeks over there.
Not the Star Trek, Star Wars thing.
Yeah, right.
Well, I thought Craig and I could go at it, but apparently he doesn't mind China Grove, and taking it to the streets is all right. Me too.
Yeah. Now, perhaps I'm committing a racism here. I don't mean to, but maybe it's just the stereotype. I was surprised when I saw the mugshot of Mr. White in this Star Wars, Star Trek argument.
Why?
Mr. White.
Is he not?
He's not.
Oh.
Well, you know, he's a big geek of these kind of things. I forget which one. Is our buddy
Greg Morton. Yeah.
He is an exception. He's Canadian as well.
I think he's a Wars guy.
He's a Star Wars guy. And he's black and Canadian.
He's an exception, though, isn't he?
Right. You tell me there's not black geeks out there?
No, I've just said maybe I'm committing a racism.
No,
I was just a little surprised to see the mugshot.
I commit those all the time, so I'm not going to yell at you for that.
Yeah.
I always jump on that part. I'm surprised he's black. You always say that kind of stuff.
Because it's
the truth. People have, it's not even racism, it's just something you just associate. Well, if I see a long-haired guy with a beard, I always go, whoa, that guy looks like trouble, and I realize I'm looking in the mirror. You know what I mean? So I've never felt bad about stereotyping people because I do it. You know?
Well, that doesn't mean it's right.
No, but you do.
Yeah, there are black geeks. One just left the studio an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
A story that we started to get into a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Brings up a bunch of morons, if you can imagine that.
Scientists?
No,
just morons.
Oh, regular morons.
Real morons or fake morons?
Real morons.
Okay.
A nude beach.
All right. Oh, you did start talking about that when Jimmy showed up. That's right.
Yeah. Along Miami-Dade coastal waters in Florida, a suspected bull shark began trolling the waters along this beach. Lifeguards began blowing whistles, and one even trailed the shark on a water bike. You can't do that. You don't do that with sharks.
You do what? What?
You don't follow them.
In the water.
You don't blow whistles at them.
No.
And you don't trail them on a water bike. If you remember from Jaws, the movie Jaws.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Martin Brody, the police chief, is yelling at people, no whistles, no whistles.
Right, I do remember that now, yeah.
All right, well, you don't whistle at sharks because they don't like it.
And they turn back around.
Yeah.
Okay, you didn't come here to swim, did you?
Experts quoted by the Bradenton Herald say that this likely excited or angered the shark and triggered its attack on a nude swimmer.
Plus the motion of the bike.
Or the penis.
Probably agitated him as well.
The newspaper says this is the first recorded shark attack on a nude beach in South Florida.
This is Bradenton, Florida?
Yeah.
I was there. I'm there every spring for the Pirates train. I know there's a nude beach there.
Miami-Dade coastal waters.
You should
go. Something to do next year.
You might see some naked pirates. Yeah.
And some baseball players.
Oh, I've seen naked pirates, but
the family doesn't want to go to a nude beach.
I'd like to see some of the baseball players.
Kind of embarrassing for everybody involved.
The victim is a 44-year-old gentleman, Alvin Lanza. He was swimming in the naked. He was taken to the hospital for surgery after nasty bites to both legs, but he is expected to recover.
What a dick. Taunting the shark last night is not cool.
Well, they didn't know they were.
Yeah.
Well,
the lifeguards were too stupid. They thought that they were chasing it away.
Oh,
they don't know these rules.
I got it.
They were applying.
Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They thought they were chasing it away, herding it out of the way.
Not working.
Right. But no, you don't whistle at it. You don't chase it. It'll turn around and bite somebody.
That's what you do with a bear.
Right.
Right. The shark rules and the bear rules, completely different.
Right.
Just a reminder that lifeguarding is a minimum wage job.
Yeah. That's lame.
They say that the shark attack may have been provoked by the lifeguard trailing the meandering shark on the water bike. And they say that the animal may have felt cornered and just lashed out.
Those water bikes, yeah, they're up in the air with the big, huge wheels. So that guy was safe, right? Unless the shark knocked that thing over.
That's
really high in the air, those water bikes.
Yeah, the shark just took a... chomp out of another guy.
Got it.
Right. Out of another guy. I think nothing of it.
Right.
And then did he slap the whistle out of that guy's mouth?
Well, they don't.
Knock
you know,
it the hell
these
off.
Are things you learn later.
Yeah.
You know, because
as you're stitching up your leg.
Yeah, because we don't know these shark rules. No. I had to remind you, no whistles, no whistles.
That's a good question. I wouldn't have known that. I thought that sounds like you are staring me away, but you're right. In the movie, he says don't whistle.
But you'd also hope that that's one of the things that the lifeguards would
know. They should
know
that.
They should know that.
Especially permanent lifeguards in Florida. I mean,
like
these guys
there's
are
a
there,
class or yeah, something. Right. Day one training, don't whistle at the damn sharks.
Right.
Makes perfect sense.
Right.
A gene-altering drug to fight cancer has won approval by an FDA panel, considered a living drug made from a patient's own immune cells that are reprogrammed and then turned into super fighters. So that's kind of a cool deal. We're working on that.
That's cool.
Yeah, who's against it?
I think I'm always afraid they're going to come up with something and somebody's going to pay to keep it off the market. I'm always afraid of that.
Yeah, well,
I don't trust anybody.
How long would you quit drinking
to cure cancer?
Yeah, to cure cancer. How long would you quit drinking to cure cancer? Would it be for the rest of your miserable life?
Okay, that's
it would be even more so if you didn't have alcohol.
That's a good question. Can I retroactive people being alive?
No.
See, then I would. See, the people I knew had cancer and died.
Okay,
I went back, then I would cure it.
That was a very tough and insensitive no.
Well, I'm saying no, right?
No. You said, can you do it retroactively? And I said no.
No, I know, but I realize that we agreed we can't do anything retroactively in this bit.
Still.
Because I said we were going to say, can I retroactively not drink? Which doesn't make any sense. I'm just saying.
Although that's the best way to not drink, well, is to retroactively
cancer,
not drink.
Cancer has affected us all really, really personal in loss of people we know.
Yeah, so if you bring
I want to retroactive them alive, then I would give up drinking. Other than that, screw them.
but not people you don't know.
Yeah, of course I would go drinking if it cured cancer. Yeah, I think that's. I think we never did that earlier in the show. I think that is it. I mean, I said I wouldn't care if kids are drinking water, and I still want to drink. But if you hit me with you're going to cure cancer if you quit drinking,
is it just Tyler that has to quit drinking to cure cancer?
Yeah, okay, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, great.
He quits drinking, everybody loses cancer?
Once again, we still can get high. I need to alter the conscience. I can't go the rest of my life being sober. Sober means everything, and obviously even weed.
Wow.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
People say they're sober. That means there's no drugs, no alcohol. You're just a sober human being, right? Okay.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
So I'm not going to be sober. I'm just not going to drink if it cures cancer. But it's very magnanimous of me to say that because that's not even going to happen.
Okay, so let's see. There are 7.5% of men, 5.5% of women.
Would do what?
Would not give up alcohol for discovering the cure for cancer tomorrow.
Oh, that's actually in the list then.
Yeah.
7%.
7.5% of men, 5.5% of women would not give up alcohol for discovering the cure for cancer tomorrow.
I bet you that all of them would give it up.
And that's for the remainder of your life.
If we were allowed to have retro.
That's for the remainder of your life.
Everybody you know you cared about that had cancer would be alive today.
Is that the lowest number?
That's some selfish bastards
there. Of the four different alcohol versus the greater good questions, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't care about global warming.
Global warming, or giving kids access to drinking water, and saving the life of a stranger.
We'd still drink. Yeah. You're right.
Now, granted, on those other three, most people by far would give up alcohol for those things to happen.
Yeah, but except not us. All we'd give up alcohol for would be curing cancer.
That just shows you that almost everyone's been touched by cancer in one way or another.
And we all can get water.
Right. I don't know.
Listen to this program.
We struggle understanding people that don't that are not able to get water.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't know any thirsty kids.
We don't.
No, they just go to the fridge and get water.
Yeah, that's the kids we know.
Yeah, exactly. But that doesn't make us any less sensitive to the plight of people that need water. I just don't want to give up drinking for them.
Which kind of makes you less sensitive.
I love it. Listen, I love that we don't want to give up drinking alcohol so they can have water.
Right.
I mean, that's like our fourth thing. It still involves drinking.
Right.
Screw your water. I got my alcohol.
But this is where we waive the hypothetical and we realize that if we stop drinking, that's still not going to solve the water crisis across the world.
But it is weird. It is weird, though. I didn't care about saving the life of a stranger either.
Yeah,
I'm drinking. I think the only one we ever stopped on was cancer. I think I really would give up alcohol if it was a cure for cancer, even non-retroactively. Retroactively, I would definitely.
Because that could still affect you at some point.
In the future, or people I love.
Right.
Yes. Not just a random stranger I don't care about.
But like in a real life situation, if we saw something and we could do something to save that person's life, even though we were on our way to the bar we'd probably stop and save his life and then go drink later.
Right.
But that doesn't...
You can postpone drinking for any number of things.
Yeah.
You could postpone drinking for climate change.
This should be the easiest one.
You can postpone drinking for climate change.
Well, we even said that we wouldn't give up money. We wouldn't even give up alcohol for a ton of money unless you could just postpone drinking. If it was alcohol the rest of your life for a ton of money, we'd say no because what would we do with the money? We wouldn't be able to have a good time.
Telling you, you could take up crafts, you could volunteer your time, you know.
That's so funny. That's hilarious.
I can see you as a needlepoint kind of guy.
Yeah,
you know?
I do.
Maybe
get a hobby.
Woodworking.
Get a hobby.
Build yourself a wood shop.
Just get a nice...
Get a table saw and some drills.
Yeah, wake up in the morning, get out and build something.
Yeah.
Buddy Donald says if they found a cure for cancer, he'd drink till the cows came home just for celebration purposes.
Then cancer would come back then.
Yeah.
You start drinking, the cancer would come back.
Well, maybe he's not the one that had to stop.
He's celebrating. It's me. Todd would give up me giving up alcohol. He says, sure. There's cancer. Come on, you can do it. He'd be there for me helping out.
Oh, yeah.
With a cooler.
I'd be real supportive.
We had Jimmy Pardo in here a little bit ago. He used to work on Conan. Snoop was on Conan recently, and Conan said that unlike most of our guests who stay within feet of the stage, we've had some problems with our ventilation in the building, and so when you, Snoop, and your entourage show up, we set you up your own trailer, which is really far away. So they put him outside the building, apparently, so he could smoke his weed.
Jimmy's right here now, so Snoop Dogg was just on Conan recently?
Yeah.
And Conan said that we
you can't have the green room here, we got to put you outside.
Like the black axe of the funny bone?
Like the weed smoking axe of the funny bone.
Okay, let's go weed smoking axe.
That was the key.
All right. Let's do that.
It had nothing to do with anything else other than the weed smoker.
Well, you're just used to black guys.
The
Wayans brothers.
Josh Blue is not black.
Oh, that's true.
No. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I was exceedingly white.
Yeah.
I brought my son, the very first time I brought my son to the Tonight Show, the star of Where the Wild Things Are, that young man that started the movie, was one of the guests.
Mm-hmm.
And I had forgotten who the other guest was. So I brought my son, who at the time was like maybe three or something or four, but he loved that movie, loved that book. So I was like, well, that'll be neat for him to meet the kid that's in the movie. By the way, the kid didn't understand why it was happening. My son didn't understand why it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But the other guest that day was Snoop Dogg.
Really?
And boy, what a weird, hey, son, you want to get high? Like, it was. So that trailer, it makes sense they do that because it was. You'd walk in and you're in an opium den. It was the craziest.
Just smell like skunk completely.
It's awful. Awful.
Hey, son, do you want to get high?
Well, we've always said that even if you're not a stoner, if Snoop says you want to get high, you got to get high. And I don't think we put an age limit on that.
No, we don't.
And I assume he has an entourage with him, and they're all smoking.
You know who else was on the show that day doing a thing? Was Sarah Palin. And
Really?
She had.
When she was actually on the ticket at this point?
She would. No. She was just kind of stop by, little pop in.
Was she on the. Was she running for vice president?
No. She was still just.
Before or after?
She had written a book or something, she wanted to be a guest. And,
right. Well, she's got the jungle fever, though.
I don't know anything about
she
that.
She did.
That's not my business.
Yeah.
Okay. Glenn Rice?
That's not my business.
Okay. If you got a chance to get high with Sarah Palin, you don't turn down a chance to get high with Sarah Palin.
She had more people than Snoop Dogg. That's
really?
The only people she showed up with.
Man.
John McCain, you know the man that ran for president?
Yes.
He came alone to the Tonight Show.
Really?
Granted, he walked the halls going, where's Jack Parr? But he came alone.
Oh, that's a good one.
He was in the right room for that one, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. You hit the old audience here.
Really?
I wouldn't tell it on younger shows.
Truth be told, that's the one thing I've said today that came from my act. So that's
I like the bit.
Literally stole from
does
myself.
Does that work for most people?
It actually does.
Yeah, I think people can figure it out. I wasn't alive when Jack Parr was hosted the Tonight Show.
Weren't you?
Well, I was alive.
Weren't you?
But the bottom line is we know
you
the show.
A baby.
I was a baby, exactly.
But
right.
We're talk show historians.
Yes, we are. Where's Jack Parr? Jimmy Pardo, funnybonomaha.com. Now, don't tell that joke this weekend.
Very funny man this Pardo is.
And it's a special engagement, only four shows. Two tonight, two tomorrow.
That's it.
Yes.
And he's out of here.
Did you suck on TV like you said you're going to?
You know what? It turned out to be okay. They were nice people. They asked some decent questions.
They're good hosts, especially for that kind of show. They're pretty good at it, right?
Because sometimes those morning things could be blando, baby, where they don't. So they says here that you work for Conan O'Brien. Stop. They just then stare at you.
You should say
yes,
that.
I do. And
did you do the Snoop Dogg want to get high joke?
I did that one, and I did just some masturbation material. They seem to like everything I did.
Wow, what's not to like?
Go see Jimmy this weekend. Good seeing you. Don't make it 10 years.
My pleasure.
Time.
Look forward. Thank you.
All right. Next week.
What's happening?
We've got... Curtis Armstrong. That's why I was blanking on his
Booger.
Name.
Booger
going to be on the show next week.
Get an autobiography on.
Right. Blanks on Booger every once in a while.
Our buddy Nick Allen's gay dad.
Right.
For his farewell.
Nick Allen's your MC this weekend at the Funny Bone.
I heard his dad is gay. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah.
And also from American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman.
Oh, Matt's great.
We haven't met Matt yet. He's at the Bone. He's a filling.
He's at the Bone. I have another little surprise for you. Guess who's featuring for him? Have you ever heard of Craig Peters?
Peters is back.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. All right.
Good week.
Thank you, Jimmy. Go see Jimmy this weekend. And we'll see everybody next week. Monday, right?
Yeah.
Monday. All right. Have a good one.
Thanks. Good night.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2017 Scripps Media. All rights reserved.